Byington, John Fletcher, 1832 to 1872, and Martha Louisa, née Smith, 1834 to 1920. Printer, schoolteacher, dentist, physician, and son of John Byington, first president of the General Conference. John Fletcher Byington became a Sabbath-keeping Adventist in 1852. By 1853, he was working as an apprentice at the Review and Herald printing office in Rochester, New York. Ellen White wrote in August 1853, "Stephen Belden and Fletcher Byington do not return from the office until 10, 12, 2, or 3 o'clock. They have labored uncommonly hard of late." Byington continued his work at the Review for some years, but during the 1850s, he also taught school intermittently. In 1855, he taught at the first school to be operated by Sabbatarian Adventists in Bucks Bridge, New York, and in 1858 at a similar school in Battle Creek, Michigan. The same year, he married Martha Smith, daughter of Cyrenius and Louisa Smith. He graduated from the Homeopathic Medical College of Cleveland, Ohio in 1863 and entered into private medical practice. For about 1 year, he served at the Western Health Reform Institute in Battle Creek. An action taken by the directors on May 27, 1867, stated that the wages of Dr. Byington be fixed at $15 per week. According to his obituary, he died in 1872 of cerebrospinal meningitis, in the 40th year of his age. Byington boarded with the Whites while at Rochester. Years later, Ellen White wrote appreciatively of Brother Fletcher Byington, who was a member of my family for years. He seemed like a brother, and we were thoroughly united in the truth. The only negative comment by Ellen White concerned Byington's involvement around 1860 in the general resentment shown by Review workers against James White.